The debate over stimulus versus deficit puts Democrats in particular in a difficult position. And to hear why, we're joined now by NPR's news analyst Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
So this is a week, of course, when members of Congress are back in their home districts campaigning for the election in November. Lots of Democrats facing very tough races. Explain what the dilemma is for them.
Repeat after me. Jobs, jobs, jobs. That's all they're going to do is talk about jobs. And what you hear from the people who are running the Democratic caucus is, you know what, let's look at what happened in the recent past. They particularly talk about a special election in May in Pennsylvania in which Democrat Mark Kritz was able to win over Republican Tim Burns by simply focusing on jobs. Stay away from all the legislative controversy about health care, cap and trade, immigration, Afghanistan.
That's not resonating back home in
the districts.
Don't talk about it.
Exactly. Just focus on jobs. I think the best example of this is a campaign going on in Virginia with a Democrat, Tom Perriello, versus Republican Robert Hurt. Hurt has a campaign website that has Pelosi and Company prominently displayed. But here's a campaign ad from the Democrat, Perriello.
I know times have been tough for Virginia families. That's why I've been so serious about jobs and economic relief for you. I fought to add new jobs at dairy farms
and landfill projects that turn methane waste into clean energy.
It's pretty funny ad. He goes on to mention jobs six times in a 30-second ad, and he steps in cow manure and spills coffee on himself, all to deliver on jobs.
And what is the Republican strategy at this point? Are they also all about jobs, jobs, jobs?
Well, no, I think they're a little broader. And what they're saying is if you look at the way that this government spends money, the size of the deficit, it's going to cause you concern. If you look at the response to the oil, aren't you concerned? And they're saying we have to make a change and look at Republicans, trust Republicans with the economy.
Now, the GOP also has its hurdles to leap over. Tell us a little bit about this recent gaffe from party chairman Michael Steele. How much is that going to hurt?
Well, I don't know that it will have a great impact on the election, but what it does is it creates a problem in terms of the campaign strategy and apparatus. Obviously, the Republican National Committee is the main conduit of money that goes into these campaigns, and all of a sudden, people are having questions about Michael Steele's effectiveness. Is Michael Steele saying the wrong things? Is he out of order? He said that this was Obama's war, referring to the war in Afghanistan, in a session which he was counseling Republican candidates in Connecticut. That prompted a lot of the Republicans, especially Republican pundits, and later some Republican elected officials, to say he's out of line. This was a war that was started by President Bush. This is be America's war. Why is he politicizing it? That kind of internal dissension and static does not help Republican candidates.
Is Michael Steele likely to still be party chairman by the time we get to November elections?
Oh, for sure. I think that Michael Steele is in a really strong position to this extent. He's controlled the contracts going toward the Republican convention coming up for 2012. That's a lot of money, Mary Louise. And so a lot of people who are at the top of the party see removing him at this point as really destabilizing for the party. So you don't expect those people who could remove him to actually push the button at this point. And the second thing to say here is that Michael Steele, and I spoke to him just this weekend repeatedly, Michael Steele feels like he's been taken out of context, and he's making the case that he is being unfairly pilloried and treated badly. And, of course, he's the only black Republican chairman in history in a party that has no blacks or Hispanics in its caucus. So I think it's very difficult for the party to remove him at this time.
Juan, just briefly, back to the jobs issue. And I want to ask you about unemployment. Congress went on break without extending unemployment benefits. Is that a political risk for the members of Congress who voted against it?
It is a risk. And of course, this is overwhelmingly the Republicans. Republicans say the money should have come out of unspent stimulus money. Democrats are saying we just have to appropriate these funds because people, especially folks with long-term unemployment, we have a record number of them in the country right now, need some relief. This is, again, very risky for the Republicans. If Americans respond to this in terms of not a deficit issue, but a lack of compassion for those who are out of work, it again fires up the Democratic base going into the election.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Mary Louise.
That's NPR news analyst Juan Williams.